Wi-Fi in the building.
He does that.
Hello, everyone. Hey, GP, are we ready to go? Okay, are we live? Okay, welcome everyone. Today is January 8th. We are here at the joint meeting of the City of Morro Bay and Cayuca Sanitary District and at the Morro Bay Community Center. It is Thursday, January 8th. We're in the multipurpose room. It's 6 p.m. Welcome everybody. And we will call the meeting to order for Morro Bay. All council members are present. Welcome. Happy New Year. And Cayucas?
All members present from Cayucas.
Great, thank you. And now for council board and announcements, just a brief, you know, well wishes to everyone and Happy New Year. And any other announcements from Morro Bay? Well, okay, great. Cayucas?
No announcements.
Okay, good. All right, moving on, we'll move on to public comment. For anybody who'd like to speak to items not on the agenda, may do so now. Please, welcome. AGP, are we on?
My name is Betty Winholtz, and I'm going to speak to item C2 because I will not be here for that discussion. And I'd like for you, if you were to turn to page 3 of the proposed next steps, if you have that packet with you.
C1?
Is it C1? Excuse me. Thank you.
Okay.
C1, page 3. It lists, at the top of the page is entitled Proposed Next Steps. And these would be my comments about that. It does not indicate if these are prioritized or not, and so I would like to give you my prioritization. I think 1D has to be done before anything else can be done. Otherwise, you don't know who you're talking to or who should be in the conversation. Once you've decided on 1D, then A, B, and C under number 1 and number 8 would then fall into place. So just for the audience's information, D1 says to consider what the ultimate relationship is between the two agencies sitting here tonight in terms of where you stand, which I think, in my opinion, is nowhere because you've made no decision, is unless you know what your project description is, how can you do an environmental study? Because you don't know the size of it. You don't know what it's going to impact, if it's going to be under the earth or above the earth, if it's going to be 5 acres or 2 acres. But until you have a project description, I don't think you can do an environmental study. And that may be a discussion to have. So I want to close with a little philosophical statement that I've come up with. Because my encouragement is to encourage you to do something new, not the old, that which you have done forever. And so it seems to me that human nature gets into a groove and stays there, even if it's marginally works for us. Through time, old ways become sacred, and the new ways become blasphemous. Become entrenched with other like-minded people around us, and we reject them because good is good enough. We don't have to look beyond. And therefore, we begin to make fear-based decisions that keep us from advancing to the next step of development. So I'm encouraging you to do something, go beyond your comfort level, and look at other kinds of designs that you're not used to and that are actually tried and proven in other places. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty. Anybody else for public comment? For items not on the agenda, if you're planning on staying.
I'm Doug Clausen, manager of Morro Dunes RV Park. Again, I have some more petitions to hand out about if the plant is moved, if anybody's going to try and operate the current plant somehow. And I want to thank Bruce over Christmas and New Year's. The plant really smelled, and they did their best to try to mitigate that, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the board. And in response to some of the public comments, I think the item C1, we can perhaps have Rob respond to that when we get to item C1, if that's okay, Rob?
Yeah.
Thank you. And with that, we'll move on to anything from the Cayucas Board? Seeing none. We'll move on to consent calendar, and I'll look to the Morro Bay Board, see if there's anything to pull, and then turn it over to Cayucas. Anybody from Morro Bay? Seeing none. Cayucas?
Cayucas, anyone want to pull an item on? Seeing none.
Okay. I take a motion from Morro Bay to approve the consent calendar. We have a motion by Christine, a second by Mr. Heading. Any discussion? None. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. Cayucas.
Cayucas, same motion, please.
So
motion by Dan Lloyd, second by Shirley Lyon. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mayor Irons.
Great. Thank you. That brings us to item C1. Item C1, we'll turn that over to Mr. Leivick for this report.
Yes. Our city manager has a few introductory comments to make, and then we'll I'll take it over and allow AGP to get up there to be the remote for the slide changers. It's not available tonight.
Great, thanks. So as we start C1, I would direct you to the title of C1 in the agenda, and note that this is an update, and it is a review, neither of which are sort of action words, of proposed next steps. Neither staff anticipates any motions tonight, any specific direction tonight. Really, we think after the excitement of the last meeting, which was scintillating, followed by Christmas and New Year's, and now here we are, we've sort of caught our breath, and now we see that we have Rick and Rob and I a month between now and the next meeting in order to refine and bring to you some clear proposals and recommendations for what we thought you told us to do. So what we think we're doing tonight is telling you back what we think you told us to do so that we can come and do that for you at the next meeting. You might recall there was at least one moment of and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera at the last meeting. We want to make sure we've captured all of those things. We've put them on the screen. And so don't take anything that you see on the screen or in the presentation as definitive. We're looking forward to discussion about them, but really what this is going to be is our marching orders for the next month to bring back to you what you've asked for.
Do you have any questions?
Do you have an RFP for a facilities master plan and a preliminary environmental review? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what we agreed to work toward, and then the question, I believe, was what were the steps that we're going to take to work toward that? Those are the steps that I think we're prepared to lay out tonight. That is agreeing how we're going to work together to develop a potential master plan, who would be responsible for what the framework might be for a future relationship, or how we would what the framework would be for determining a future relationship. And I think you well articulated what the next major steps are, and that is developing an RFP and an EIR. An RFP for both a facilities master plan and an EIR process.
And when do we expect to see that? And is that something that's done with your staff and our staff, or your staff alone?
I think that's what we're doing tonight is laying out sort of what we heard so that we can come back to you next month, the staffs having talked, and lay out different proposals for how we might do that together or separately.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Buckingham. You want to continue on? Was that the conclusion of your introduction? Okay, thanks.
Okay, I'll take it over at this point and go to the next slide. Oh, one back. Tonight we're here to receive an update, hear comments from the council and the board, receive questions about the project, and make sure we captured the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera from the December meeting. I think probably in the future we may be able to do a better job of, you know, capturing the essence of what was meant, maybe by perhaps taking a recess prior to that final motion. Staff could craft a motion based on the notes that we're taking, and then give that back to the council and the board so that we're very clear on what is kind of the marching orders moving forward. So next slide. So preferred site selection, the Rancho Colina was selected by city council. I see another typo that I didn't catch. Preferred site selection and begin the master planning and environmental review process. That facilities master planning will be the kind of the first step into the project description. So we'll need to get that on board to answer one of our public comment questions. We'll need to get that going first before we move forward with environmental review to develop that project description and then move forward to environmental review. Confirmed by both the CSD and the city at the joint meeting on December 11th. And the decision was based on work done by John Rickenbach Consulting, Michael K. Nunley, and Corollo Engineers. Next slide. As you can see, these aren't numbered. So the order of these, it's not in any priority order. It's just things that we think need to get done. And one of the things that needs to get done is, since our JPA agreement doesn't really anticipate a new construction of a new water reclamation facility on a completely new site, we need to come up with some form of an agreement, MOU, between the two agencies to, you know, cover kind of these things. You know, the relationship between the agencies needs to be anticipated, but maybe it doesn't need to be exactly lined out in this agreement. We need to talk about what the role of each staff will be in review of the technical consultant's work, how we're going to share costs. We need to discuss the work that has been done up to this point by both agencies and whether or not we're going to look for reimbursement for those items. So next slide. We see an advantage of keeping with the consultants has brought us this far. John F. Rickenbach Consulting knows a lot about the work that's brought forward this far, and we believe he and his team can bring us forward into the next step of developing the scope for the environmental review and the facilities master planning. We talked about this, you know, determining if there's any fatal flaws with assuming that we are working with the Rickenbach team, developed a request for proposals with their input and with CSD input on facilities master plan and environmental review. We'll be looking probably at both CEQA and NEPA for this facility, so we'll need expertise in both those areas. Next, please. The city's goal is to, is kind of a conclusionary statement, to have the water reclamation facility operational within 5 years of the issuance of the next NPDES permit on the existing facility. We anticipate that sometime late spring, maybe early summer, on the existing facility. So that's when the five-year time clock starts in earnest. It's critical to project team stays engaged, keeps moving forward with the steps listed above, listed in the previous slides, And we believe that we should continue to work with the existing consultant team, Rickenbach and Nunley and Associates, on project development and coordination. Next slide. Kind of wrap up. Any comments, questions? Did we capture the essence of the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And we are taking the same item for more detailed direction from our city council on the January 13th meeting. Thank you, and we have all of our staff here, staffs here to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Rob, and we'll go into council and board questions before we open it up for public comment. And thanks for capturing the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And interesting to note, there was so much discussion during that. The et cetera was covering so much of the your input and everybody's input. And interesting that we had an identical et cetera, motion from Cayucas. So that was a good thing. We want to start us off. Matt, do you want to start us off with any questions for Morbay?
Yeah, sure. On item C1, the few questions I had, it seems to be mirrored. But however, I'd like to go a step further from our public comment. Came in, Rob, you kind of talked about it. But in terms of looking at the proposed next steps, maybe resequencing of those steps, prioritizing ones that might need to be done first. We had a speaker that talked about maybe we need to consider the relationship between Cayugas and Morro Bay first. But you've already spoken to that, Rob, and I think as we work with Cayugas to delineate that relationship, that's a good first step. But however, then on those from 1 through 8, I don't think that they're necessarily in sequence, but maybe a reordering of the of those numbers, i.e. When we start talking about the for instance the geological possibilities at the site or the types of technologies that we could be using, oxidation dips or membrane filtration. Somewhere, I think we need to put, instead of putting the cart in front of the horse, maybe reorder this. So that was my first, that was from C1, that's my biggest item that I wanted to.
So those are your comments or the questions, so we'll just cover questions, and then when we come back.
Well, I guess my biggest question is, I'd like to see a reordering of these, or can we,
okay,
in question form.
Okay. Kind of. Noah, questions?
Yes, just briefly, wanted to get some more clarity from staff on the relationship discussion that we anticipate having. At this point, do you anticipate working with CSD staff and coming up with some different framework options and coming back to us with some clear choices that both CSD staff and you have looked at and considered, probably highlighting the preference or what some of the pitfalls or challenges of each one for us, and then we have that discussion at the following meeting? Or are you looking for us to start to hammer that out tonight?
We're not looking for you to really hammer that out tonight. What I would suggest that we would do is come up with a kind of a laundry list of staff recommendations, maybe then look at bringing it to the JPA technical committee that was formed to actually look at JPA issues before we brought it back to the entire board to hammer those out, just kind of develop those more fully at the, you know, the committee level, and then bring it back to the entire board. But we didn't anticipate trying to figure that out here tonight.
If I could just double up on that, Mr. Smuckler. So I think we owe you three things at the next meeting. One is the, and this I recall was sort of what we talked about last meeting. One is a draft MOU for how the City of Morro Bay and the Cayucas Sanitary District might hopefully have determined already on number one how we're going to get to the point of releasing an RFP. So we number one is an MOU describing how we work together for the next few months just to get RFPs out there. The second is a framework for how we might discuss how we would work together for the next 30 years, construction and operation. And then a third, a framework describing how negotiations with the property owner might be held. I remember that was a key point that that of discussion. So I think those are the three things that we owe you next meeting. And then the rest of this, all the, I'm getting a little confused between the proposed next steps of the project and the proposed next steps of how we work together. And we need to sort out the proposed next steps of how we work together first, the proposed next steps of the project, whether the environmental review comes first, the facilities master plan comes first, the cultural piece comes first, or they're all simultaneous. Those are subsequent, I think, to ensuring that we know if and how we're going to agree to work together over the next 3 months, and then what framework we might use to determine how we want to work together over the next 30 years, and then how what framework or might describe the process of negotiating with the property owner.
And one thing that probably would have clarified this is putting kind of these next steps on a schedule format, because it's what we're going to do over the next few months. So if 2020 hindsight, of course, if I would have put it on a schedule format, we would have that priority and where we needed to go in what sequence. So, you know, we'll be also working on that, getting a schedule of these next steps so that it's clear to everybody.
Okay. Thanks for that. That helps quite a bit. And then just a follow-up, it's not as grand of an issue, but I think it is a good foundation discussion that we probably do want to touch base on at some point. And we still have yet to confirm the goals of the project. It's very broad, but I think that would be something that perhaps the subcommittee could look over, and then we could bring those back. So we do have joint goals adopted. That'll help keep us focused and continue to bring us together on the same page.
Are you done now? Good. Okay, thank you. Mr. Hennig, John?
Technology, thank you, Noah, for that. So I left, basically, the last meeting with an assumption that what I see on page number, well, it's not paginated, so... it would be the item that is marked. Page 707. Yeah. Proposed next steps, page 3. I did find it, page 3. My apologies. From the document titled the staff report, December 31st, 2014, and. The motion that was made, page 7 of 7 from document minutes from the last meeting, specifically indicates that the motion was to approve the staff recommendation of item C2, item number 1, where each agency and staff are going to work cooperatively in the development of a request for proposal for a facilities master plan and environmental review at Moro Valley Rancho Colina site. Additionally, item C2, such as EIR, MOU, joint funding, joint goals, etc., is still desired, which is not to point fingers or anything, but is obviously a bit nebulous in terms of what that exactly means. Cayuca's motion mimicked that and suggested that each agency and staff were to work cooperatively in the development of the request for proposal for a facilities master plan and EIR at the Moro Valley Rancho Colina site. In moving forward, the list of items, et cetera, such as EIR, MNU, same thing basically. I guess I thought maybe that's what we were going to see tonight. However, I certainly understand that, given other priorities that you have, that what you're saying now, and what I understand you're saying, is that you're coming back trying to get reaffirmation, if indeed that was the request, and trying to get an idea of some type of prioritization that might be necessary in
meeting. We sort of cleared that out the next morning and said, at this meeting, let's clarify what you asked us to do. And then we'll be prepared to come to the next meeting and lay those things out.
Certainly. If I may just continue with one more clarification for myself. Number one, I certainly understand that and concur with that. Rather than doing it in a hurried, piecemealed fashion, I would rather have you be more collaborative and or comprehensive in your evaluation of what you're going to bring back, and I appreciate that. And getting, you're asking for clarification. I guess comments come after basically discussion, and I'll wait for that.
All right.
Thank you so much for clarifying.
Thanks, John.
That.
Christine.
Hi, thank you. I would just note that you were pretty savvy in our motion, and you were pretty savvy in interpreting, because if you notice, there's no dates, basically date uncertain. So we're all sort of off the hook. The board and the council didn't give you a date to return with that detailed by, so it's just a little, if we're going to get technical on the motion, I noticed, well, you know, nobody set a date. So I understand where you're coming from. I support that. Most of us likely took a little time off from city and district business over the last 3 weeks as well. So I do look forward to a lot of that information coming back. But my question to you, when you come back, and I'll ask tonight, are you anticipating doing some of the activities listed on a parallel path? Are we going to use a parallel path for some? We're kind of good at that. Do you anticipate some things will be parallel and that's how we have to work?
I think we will have to work on a parallel path. We can't work sequentially on everything and expect to be complete by our goal date. So some folks that may be working on details of the kind of the draft agreement and the legalese may not be the same folks that are working on the technical details of the RFP. So, you know, we will be working in a parallel path on many items.
Right. And I think in this case it's interesting because we've got the legal issue of the relationship simultaneously has to move forward, but it's in our best interest to move the entire process forward, I guess regardless of the relationship specifics, the plant is still needed.
Yes.
Okay. And the environmental details won't necessarily change, so we'll need to continue on that. Okay.
Then correct.
Last question.
Ms. Johnson, if I could just pile on there, because I like to pile on. And that goes, we believe, you get to decide, but we will almost certainly recommend that parallel path goes for the process of figuring out what this thing looks like in construction as well. We could conceivably take things extremely sequentially, but it's far wiser in our opinion, because one, it gets us through more quickly, to do some of these things in tandem. And so we could start doing the cultural analysis tomorrow if we had the money to do it. Why wait? And that goes, and I'm sort of trying to address one of the public comments with this also. So there is starting down the environmental process and starting down the facilities master planning process at the same time is actually not dumb. It's wise and it's normal. Normally you walk down both of those paths at the same time. And then the specific question about the environmental review, and I believe the question related to the purchase of the property, it is inappropriate for us to make a commitment to a specific site, such a final commitment to a specific site, such as the purchase of property, before the environmental review is complete, because that would signal that we'd made a decision and we didn't care what the environmental review said. We care very much what the environmental review says. So it is legally unwise to make a commitment to a purchase of a piece of property. We can enter a negotiation, an extended escrow, something like that, but it would be legally unwise to make a commitment and a purchase of a piece of property before the entire environmental review is complete, because we don't want somebody to be able to say, see, you decided on this regardless of the environmental piece.
Okay, great. Thanks for that clarification. That helps. The other question is, I noticed that in our, this is kind of for everyone, in our staff report for our council meeting on Tuesday, there is a schedule I believe, on the staff report a little bit that lays out this in a graph-like form. Am I correct?
Yes, there's a schedule attached to this report also.
Oh, I didn't
same,
see it. Oh, wait, oh, there it is. Oh, all right. I didn't page down far enough. So you do. So there is a schedule.
There is a schedule.
So I guess that public comment, I thought it wasn't attached to the JPA report.
No, it is. This reuse, the water, direct potable reuse, those are two different plants. So what drives the treatment process is what your end product is going to be.
Okay, great. Thank you. And it's good to address the public comments, and sorry that I didn't mention that. Last thing is, speaking of public comment, Mr. Claussen, this is several times he's come forward with petitions, and he did so again this evening, and I'm just going to ask a general question. He's asking us, he's got petitions against continuing operation of the plant at its current site, and I'm just wondering, you know, that's a very valid question that many folks are coming into Morro Bay and signing a petition against. So since that topic is floating out there, I'd like to ask that question or pose it in a way that we could address it perhaps conclusively for Mr. Claussen, and he wouldn't be continuing his petition drive. So I'll look to our staff, and I'm not sure if the CSD staff or anyone else on the board would like to talk about it, but my question would be, by Mr. Claussen bringing petitions against continuing the operation of the plant, do you have a response to, could that plant continue to operate if there is another construction project going and then being completed? What would be the reality of keeping the Atascadero location where it is now operating? Do you understand my question?
I think so. Morro Bay staff, you know, of course, works for the city manager, city council. Our direction is to abandon that site and move to a different site inland. Physically, could the plant continue to be operated? I suppose so. It is an aging plant. It needs lots of work done to it. I can't imagine the plant continue to be operated by another agency, but you know, I can't speak for everybody in the room, so I know that that's not a back pocket plan that we have. It is, you know, our direction is to move forward with relocating the plant to the Rancho Colinas site as the preferred site, or whatever site reveals itself in the final environmental documents.
Okay, great, thank you. I think it's important to note that it's important to address that, because we're having folks come forward and ask us about it, and it's not Mr. Claussen's first time. So I don't know if there's any response to that when it comes time for CSD. So I'll just, that's it for my questions.
Thank you. I'll just conclude with some brief questions before we turn it over to Cayucas. And I just wanted to start to make sure that we covered public comment questions, specifically Betty Winholtz. I think she was talking about clarification on a legal basis for number 6. I don't know if you captured all that. If you were able to respond to some of those questions, Rob.
Yeah, I think Dave addressed number 6, and yep. It wouldn't be prudent to move forward with purchase of a site before environmental review is complete to avoid environmental challenge. The order of what we do, I think she had it right. These are not in a priority order. I don't completely agree that we have to do D first. It is an item that we need, 1D first. It is an item that we need to work on, perhaps in a parallel path, but I don't think we need to do it sequentially with everything else there. What else do I have here? And then do something new, and I'll stand by my previous statement that the use and the water quality objectives for the plant will drive what it looks like.
Great. Thank you. I'll conclude my questions with that, and just covering that, and then turn it over to Cayucas, and then we'll open it for a public comment. President Enns?
Okay, I really have no comments at this time. I'd like to thank John Heading for actually reading the minutes and really understanding what it was we expected and anticipate, I suppose, at the next meeting. Anyone from Cayucas?
Sure. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank Mr. Buckingham and Mr. Leivick for putting this together, I think, and also the realization that maybe we bit off more than we could chew at the last meeting, but I think, as Christine said, also that we did not specify a date specific, nor would I think it would be prudent to do that, because there's so many details that yet need to be worked out. So I want to thank you for putting that all together. I also like your 3 points. I think those are very good points as a starting basis to going forward. What I think is also kind of really critical is the technical committees of both the council and the CSD, I think, should be involved pretty heavily going forward so that we have the ability to educate our other
Yeah, I like Dave's comments, too, the three. You know, that was one of my main questions, was how that was going to go down initially. And I think the other thing, which hopefully we can get to, but I think our staff just need to mesh seamlessly, you know, starting, you know, right now, because I just think that that way Cayucas won't feel, you know, like we're in the dark on any little fine points going forward, you know, in the next couple months. And the fact that we're going to be, you know, leaving our water there in the WRF, that's another question that I have going forward, too. But I guess that's probably for a later date. You know, I just don't see us getting potable water back from this facility, really, in the near future. But it'd be nice to – I'm interested to see how that shakes out. So those are my comments.
Well, I understand the significance of waiting until the EIR is done before we do anything with the property. However, I do think that we can do some preliminary, at least I'd like to see some, and that would be based on what the cost, I mean, figure out some, what are we going to pay for that property? Will it be able to be annexed into the city, if that's necessary? You know, some of those preliminary things I think are key to whether or not we pursue that project at that location. I think those could be, because the environmental thing, if we're looking at this schedule that you have here, the EIR, you're talking 666 days. Well, that's a long time to wait before we really nail down any of the issues on the property itself. It's hard for me to put my arms around the whole project until I know for sure that we can do the property and it's going to meet our needs and in other areas like price and annexation and the right of way to get to the, you know, the pipes and everything to that property and so forth. So that's my comment.
So we talked about final purchase couldn't be made till after the environmental review. That doesn't stop us from negotiating a, for lack of a better term, an agreement that has an option on the property and to get, you know, price and terms negotiated prior to making that final purchase. So we anticipate doing that. We anticipate working with the county and LAFCO on the annexation scenarios, whether it's going to be an island annexation, whether the property in between Rancho Colina and the city is also looking for annexation. So these are all things that we're going to have to address in the next few months. Thank you.
Here we go. We'll open up for public comment. Anybody would like to speak to this item may do so now. Please come forward.
Good evening, Bill Martini, Morro Bay. And I think a lot of good comments on moving forward. I think really important is Cayucas, Morro Bay. That, again, I kind of identify a bit with Cayucas. I lived there 30-some years. They don't want to be left in the dark. But I think if everyone's on board, we're all heading in the same direction, I think we'll get there. It'll just kind of a few bumps along the way. The one thing Betty mentioned earlier on her public comment, and I totally agree, You can't start an EIR. You have to know what your footprint is. A ox ditch, you're talking maybe, you know, that type of plant, 5 acres. You're talking an MBR plant. There's one down in Santa Paula servicing about 45,000 people, has a footprint about 3/4 of an acre. That plant can be run with 2 people in an iPad. So, I mean, there's new technologies. The actual electrical usage on an ox ditch as opposed to an MBR plant, this new MBR plant burns 40% of a typical MBR plant, takes about the same electricity as an ox ditch, and they're off the shelf. So the point I'm making is before you do a lot of these studies, you geological everything else on a site, if you only are going to use a half an acre or an acre footprint as opposed to 5 acres, you probably want to at least have an idea up front before you start doing these very expensive studies. And as far as Cayucas, I know you mentioned that you might want to get some of that potable water back to Cayucas. Right by your water plant, you have the pipeline from Whale Rock. If you wanted that water back, you just reverse it. So, I mean, you can get the, you know, the water back.
That, if I were 20 years younger, I would be making a proposal tonight to build a plant for you and have you both as my customers. I don't think I want to take it on right now. I think but I could. But I think we have a gentleman right here that has a plant. Probably, if he was 20 years younger, he would have some investors, and he'd say, look, I've got a place out here for a sewer treatment plant. Would you like to pump your poop out here and let me take care of it for you? And the good thing about it is he would have water coming out of it, and we would make this 5-year deadline, probably do it in 3. So in this consideration, this really needs to be thought about. This needs to be an alternative. Does Morro Bay proceed alone until we get an agreement put together with Cayucas? Because I don't think that we can wait until an agreement, substantial agreement, is put together with Cayucas to, because I know how complicated that's going to be. And I'm not saying that they're hard to get along with, but real estate is tough to do. We got a lot of hard things to do. So we need a point person or a point unit. And I would like to recommend that Morro Bay consider evaluating, if we went ahead at this time, Morro Bay itself, and build a plant with a capacity large enough that we could service Cayucas and charge them a fair flow. The benefit for Morro Bay is we will get the potable water. They don't need it. We could use it. If we had their water, put it back in our aquifer, in the aquifer out there that we could pump out of, that's a tremendous benefit. So having the plan now, but we have lost 1/4 of a year and still haven't really made a decision. And I know there's been Mr. Leivik is ready to build it, but his hands are tied. He really hasn't, nobody's given him money to do things. He'd like to go ahead. And I think that really needs to be considered in your evaluation. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Anybody else for public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment, bring it back to the board for any responses or discussion. President Inns, you want to lead us off in comments and discussion?
Further discussion?
Yeah, I want to thank Bill Martin for his thoughtful comments and always looking for other options. And I would like to know about the location of that facility. You were talking about the MBR plant. After we can deal with that after the meeting, but I want to thank you again for your contribution to the effort.
Anyone else? Seeing none, Mayor Irons.
All right, thank you. Before we go on for discussion, I just want to clarify some of the questions. I know Mr. Martoni was talking about equal power consumption, and having visited the Santa Paula site, the MBR site, and my evaluation or experience when we were doing the tour, the MBR is a higher power consumption facility. And maybe, Rob, you can respond to that quickly, just to clarify the comment.
I believe it does, on its own, have a higher power consumption because you're pushing water through basically little membrane filters. Mm-hmm. But a MBR plant does produce very high quality effluent. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, your water quality goals and what the end product will drive what the treatment plant. So, let's say you have an MBR plant. That might lend itself more towards the pretreatment that would run through an RO facility and for direct groundwater recharge or something like that. Whereas if we only needed an ocean outfall, I mean, I'm using two extremes right now, and we'll be somewhere in the middle probably, you wouldn't want to build an MBR plant that would just for an ocean outfall. It'd be you can provide secondary and tertiary treated water for a lot less expense if you didn't have any plans to reuse it. So those are kind of the two extremes, and really the water quality goals and the reuse of the water, it was what drive what the plant processes will be.
I think in relation to an ox ditch versus an MBR was the comparison.
Yes.
And when you compare the two,
the on their own,
the MBR
is more energy intensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you might, based on your water quality goals, you might need an MBR plant to meet those goals.
Okay. Thanks. And with that, I'll start off with discussion. Christine, would you want to lead us off?
Certainly. Thank you. Thanks again for folks coming out to these meetings and speaking to public comment. I think it's helpful for us to hear what the public's thinking. Appreciate it. Question I have that I'm going to ask, if I could ask it one more question that I didn't clarify and I realized is, I think, important. Item number two on this. Thanks. Sorry that I forgot to ask that at question time. So, all right, in general, I understand that tonight was kind of a take stock kind of meeting, and I appreciate the honesty on that on behalf of our staff, letting us know that you wanted us to clarify before you went off charging. So just to summarize, I'm very much looking forward to Mr. Buckingham's three-item list coming back at the next JPA meeting. I think that I agree that our relationship with our partners here in this current plant is probably key to moving forward. So hopefully we would have some legal review necessary to give us a very clear framework, several options, and really any option should be on the table, I hope, coming back at the next JPA about future relationship. So I don't think there's anything that we wouldn't want to review or to consider.
Yes, and we may want to discuss that at a city council meeting also prior to bringing it back to a JPA, just more process.
Sure, we do have, and we have two council meetings. One we already have the agenda for next week, but there is an optional second meeting in January where we could discuss that.
Yes.
Okay, so I think I will say that's on everyone's mind, certainly. Equally. So I think for me that would be a priority number one moving forward, because a lot of the other tasks are project management tasks, which folks like you, Mr. Levick, have expertise doing. So moving a project through the process on a timeline is something that can be accomplished, especially if you're hiring folks to help you with it, hiring consultants. We've proven we've done all of those things in the last year and a half to get to our site selection, preferred site selection. But I think the big question is, how do we move together? Especially when you're talking about engaging another RFP, potentially with Rickenbach, and then those costs to be incurred by Morro Bay, to be incurred at a share, what percentage. So I think, for me, looking to the next JPA meeting, that is the big question, that it would be great to have as much data, feedback, and staff discussion between Mr. Kuhn and legal and our side, so that we come here and we all agree that we've had the same conversations and this is the information that's being presented. Not that we agree with, perhaps analysis on one side or the other, but it would be great to really hear fully from Cayucas too, as much as we've heard from Morro Bay through the process, from their staff as well. So that's really the key point for me to make tonight, and I really don't have anything else except to say that I do appreciate that it does take a lot of time and effort to not only rebuild a new infrastructure facility, but then also to construct a new relationship. So I know we're doing two very difficult tasks, and I appreciate the time. Thanks.
John?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I also want to thank
the public for your ongoing, very thoughtful and helpful comments. Mr. Brannon, I see the elephant in the room and have seen the elephant move back and forth a number of times in my short tenure here. It's a rather large elephant that probably needs to be identified and dealt with. And so with that, my comments, and maybe even which might lead to a question, are this. One, my sense is in the absence of a well-defined new structure between Cayucas and Morro Bay based upon either shared or disparate goals, that we are left, that is, Morro Bay would be left continuing on in its process, which certainly part of that will be discussed at our next council meeting. We will continue on to move forward with what we've defined so far. And for me, it becomes very important thinking about the overall cost ramifications of said project to understand Cayucas's position and where they may well want to end up, or may they, where they might end up, and to try and understand the timeline. And that may well be based upon Cayucas having more information or identifying information that is absolutely necessary or key to make a decision on their level of participation in the project. And so one of the things that I'd like to see clarified tonight would be if there are those items that fall out that we can begin working on, that they be clarified, and that we do begin working on those to be able to begin the process of doing the definition of the relationship. In the absence of the relationship, then, we are left. I think that is a question in my mind that may be one of those large questions that would lead to further definition of defining the relationship between these two parties. The last comment that I'll make is that, you know, time is of the essence. We all know it. We've said it a number of times. And whatever we can do to move this forward on the part of both parties, if there are roadblocks that have been identified either from a regional entity standpoint, a political standpoint, a staff standpoint, or the standpoint of cash flows or internal operational issues, I would appreciate those being brought forward quickly and having us address those immediately and really jumping on those to try to clarify those. So that's a lot of stuff I know, but in essence, my bottom line is clarify, please, the relationship if we can as soon as possible. If there are large items that are hanging or looming that are preventing that from happening, if we can hear some of those tonight to help begin that process, I think it's important. Number two, look at the opportunities for in-house versus out-house on the item number two mentioned, and that would certainly be considered possibly at our meeting. And let's do this thing. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, John. Noah?
Yes, thank you. Most of what I'm thinking here has already been said and by board members and also including the staff report. So I'm also looking forward to making progress here. And in response to Mr. Lloyd's comments about working with the technical subcommittee, I agree. I think we do have a lot of work to do. But we're also going to need to be careful about overworking the technical subcommittee and displacing a very important public process and conversation, particularly knowing that with myself and Mayor Irons representing Morro Bay on that subcommittee, we cannot have a conversation with any of the other board members until we get to that open dais. So we will need to, by nature of that alone, need to be able to get to this next meeting and have a very clear and concise staff report that we can help with and then lead into a much deeper conversation. So that's going to be something that my hope would be by the end of the next meeting, we'll at least have that interim framework that's been suggested and some idea about perhaps the most likely scenario for our longer-term relationship, that we can start to work on that and understand where you guys are coming from. I think when we look at their goals, we're going to see much overlap and probably very similar goals, price and cost being the number one on everyone's mind, of course. The other thing that I'm looking forward to start to chew on is very strategic approach with the fatal flaws and issues with conveyance and so forth. We've already identified some of those, and it would be helpful to dig deeper there because that will give us some better definition about our options. So I think all of that's really encompassed here in the staff report we've talked about. So as long as we don't have an impromptu Christmas vacation between now and the next meeting, we should be able to make some progress.
Thanks, Noam.
And with that said, a lot of what I have to say has already been said, but I agree that we need to solidify and make clear, transparent, this relationship with Cayugas going forward to establish it, whether or not, as we do it alone, we investigate doing it separate. I also appreciate, Rob, you and Mr. Buckingham talking about the parallel structure moving forward, these simultaneous actions that we can do given our timeline, because that's going to be the big time crunch coming coming to play. I like, Dave, what you're talking about, the three items of prioritization in terms of doing those, because we need to make everybody feel comfortable at the table. We don't want to have any gray areas, people saying what ifs. And then also, with that said, when we go into these, like, say, for instance, the geological historical investigation of the Rancho Colina property, we also have to have solid backup plans and look at these other sites, because if one falls through, our timeline could be severely hampered, if we're going to use that as a driving force. And then I also appreciate the public comments, gentlemen coming forward and talking about these different ideas, the different technologies, or the ideas, Barry, you talking about investigating doing it alone. So that public part that you bring to the table, thank you very much. That's all I have to say.
Okay, just hang on. Mr. Buckingham, you have a comment, please?
When it's appropriate, I'd just like to roll up those three, maybe four things, because it might inform the rest of your discussion.
Thank you. Thanks. We introduced and revisited what we discussed from our last meeting, because that was a big task that we were tasked with per the motion, and so many et ceteras, et ceteras, et ceteras. It was captured well. We came back to this meeting and were identifying those et cetera clearly. It doesn't mean that they're prioritized in order that necessarily means this is the way we're proceeding, but it does set up a framework for where we go next. And but primarily, I guess when we come back to our next meeting, I guess, because when we left the last meeting, we were ready. Basically, we had identical motions on moving forward. So whether or not we task the technical committee to kick off relationship discussion or have that an agendized item at our next JPA on how we want to work, through the relationship, I think Mr. Buckingham framed some things. Hey, let's get an MOU so we can at least identify what we're going to be working together on through up to the RFP is a good point. And as I look out to the room to Mr. Kuhn, I haven't seen any signals to make any comments on, the participation from the staff level, but feel free if you have any comments on that. Because really, as we, work through this, working between the two boards, our staffs working we're just at the beginning part of this, and we really do have to determine, as there is some public comment, whether or not we have a joint body working through this or not. And quite frankly, I think it just behooves us to work that out and have that clarity, understand it, and we can all be very comfortable in how that is. So it doesn't matter which way that turns out, but we have the discussion, we figure it out, and we're clear on that in both bodies. So obviously that's something that at the next meeting and or technical committee that we need to at least set some initial groundwork on, and whether or not it's our staff's laying out some groundwork, or if Cayucas could comment on whether or not they've actually explored some framework at which they Cayucas wants to participate in this. Have you explored how you want to go about doing that? From my standpoint, we've had a partnership in this, and it's either way you look at it, whether it's a customer or whether it's a partnership all the way through, I think it's a benefit for both Cayucas and Morbe to be part of this project, and whether it be in a customer form or a joint body form. So those are my comments. And then Mr. Buckingham, I think you wanted to lead us into some things.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor Irons. So one sort of preliminary comment, and then I'd like to talk about those three or four things. So the preliminary comment, Mr. Heading, one of the points that you discussed that was really good, but just to clarify, so as we look through the, at least Morro Bay's documents for the five-year timeline, there's a point where it says essentially bring on a project manager to help manage this thing. And then we have a decision to make on, is that a project management consultant that is a contract, or is that an in-house project manager, or something like that? And that is so this piece with the Rickenbach is a proposal for how to bridge the gap to give the staff's additional capacity to get us up to that point of determining what the long-term project management for the project might be. Okay, so that's sort of preliminary. On the three items, far be it for me to admit on TV that I've been corrected again by Mr. Smuckler. But indeed, coming out of the last meeting, project goals was one of the four things. So I've written down here, and I'll regurgitate back to you what I think it is that we staffs cooperatively owe you at either the next meeting or as soon as possible. And I'll put them in the order that I think that we need to prioritize them. So the number one I would call MOU for now. And it says staffs will work cooperatively to develop a draft MOU that describes how the City of Morro Bay and the Cayucas Sanitary District will work together and share costs to jointly release a request for proposal for a facilities master plan and environmental review. So that's essentially a short-term document that describes how we're going to work together over the next few months up to the point of release an RFP for those two items. And then once it's out there, the JPA board, a framework describing the process for negotiating with the landowner. And that's sort of subordinate to the future governance, because that might be wrapped up in the future governance piece of this thing on who owns the property, how's it purchased, all of those things. But so quick review, number one I would describe as an MOU for now, and that is that we'll work together to bring to you a proposed memorandum of understanding that describes the relationship, the working together, and the potential cost sharing to get us to the point of releasing an RFP. Number two is project goals. We'll work together to bring to you a set of common, agreed-on project goals. Number three, future governance. We'll work together to develop a proposed framework that will help determine the future governance structure of a reclamation facility at Rancho Colina. And number four, proper negotiations. We'll work together to bring to the JPA a framework describing the process for negotiating with the landowner. Thanks.
Thanks for that clarity. Noah, you were pointing for a question?
Yes.
Thanks for that, Mr. Buckingham. I know Mr. Leivick has this in his notes, and I think it would help all of us wrap our heads around these next steps, and that was the sequenced more short-term six months to a year schedule, kind of refining the broader five-year plan and drilling it down so we can see those other things that we know are also going to be in the works, working with LAFCO and so forth on annexation.
Yes, blah, I have blah, that blah. On my notes, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I realized that right as I said it. Et cetera, et cetera.
John?
One point of clarification from Mr. Buckingham, if I could, regarding your item number one. Looking at the proposed next steps from the document, from the minutes of the last meeting, 1C, consider reimbursement due to both parties for work performed since January 2013 based upon the formula established in item B. I think I heard you talk about future. Could we incorporate past into that as well?
Yes.
Anything else, John? No? Okay. Christine?
No, thank you.
All right. Okay, you guys, President Evans?
Any comments?
I agree with the direction.
Okay, no other comments.
Okay, with that, do we need to entertain a formal motion? Basically, we do have consensus on the four items that were listed by Mr. Buckingham. I think it's pretty clear on that. You were clear with that, and I think we've got confirmation on that.
You might need to move to cancel my four-week ski trip that starts tomorrow, but other than that, everything's good.
Okay. All right. President Enns?
I'd go back to our attorney's recommendation here that when we don't have an action item listed, we can't take an action.
Right.
So I'm going to, Cayucas will not be able to make the motion.
And that's clear. I don't think we need to take a motion at that, but I think in the future we'll make sure that we have our staff reports properly noticed to where action items are appropriate, and we'll be able to do that.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. And with that, that completes item C1, and we can move on to item C2. Schedule next joint meeting and future agenda items. And just briefly, I'm going to look towards Rob for a minute, but just as far as, and we had some discussion earlier, and that was sequencing. And sequencing some of our tasks from our JPA meetings and our WRFCAC, or what I finally call the Wolf Pack. So basically this type of work or information that we get, our technical subcommittee will be able to review that prior to coming to the JPA and provide their input and comments. And just wanted to make sure that any adjustments that we need to make with our meeting times with the JPA and or the WRFCAC, whether or not we need to have that discussion and whether or not we're okay as far as sequencing that.
You know, I think that's a goal that we have to keep in mind, but I just want to, you know, there may be some things that as we learned with bringing the past project forward to council, that we can't always get everything to the WRFCAC before it needs to
discuss agenda item C2 of when you meet next.
Right.
Rob, I was not aware of that. City Holiday. I'll be happy to be here.
I'll be here with you.
I think we can, you know, making the decision here on the dais on the 11th or the 12th or the 13th isn't necessary.
It's not necessary.
We can come up that and work that with Cayucas as
well. We can coordinate that effort, but I just want to make sure everybody's, you know.
Right.
I think it's only It's only a month away.
You don't know.
I think, I honestly think we've asked them to do so much work that it's unfair to give them a date uncertain. And I mean, I think we can just, we're all here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't, I mean, I just would consider, I'd like us to consider setting the date.
Sure, and whether or not it's the 11th or the 12th or the 13th, I think the 12th is the city holiday you're talking about?
Yeah, so it won't, I guess
I,
I'm hearing it won't be the 12th.
I beg you to steer away from Friday the 13th mm-hmm. for the obvious reason.
Yeah, I'm available on Wednesday the 11th. Thanks for entertaining that. I just felt like
sure.
they should know what's going on.
Well, I will be returning from meetings in Sacramento, so I'm not certain that I'll be here at 6. But it's a good chance I can be, but I just don't know what the schedule of the meetings are with legislators. So.
Well, Morro Bay or Cayucas would have
a quorum. Okay. So it looks like the 11th would work then. And that would be in Cayucas.
Wait a minute. It gives us 6 members. Wasn't it 5 members?
Okay. Any other comments from Cayucas?
Seeing none.
Seeing none. Comments from Morro Bay?
No.
Seeing none. And we have the meeting scheduled date. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.